Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. One thing that makes Vermont, Vermont, is its many small communities. But to give those communities a special character, there needs to be a place for locals to meet, a place to dine. The 7 Days Food Writers went in search of some of those special places. One of those writers, Sally Pollack, is here to tell us what they found. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
What role do these eating spots have in a community?
Well, they're a place that people can get together and go to and hang out. One person I spoke to who now has a restaurant in Island Pond in the Northeast Kingdom remembers a restaurant called Bessie's Diner when he was a kid that he used to go to every Friday night in Canaan, where he grew up. And he said the thing about a restaurant is it brings the community together. And, you know, he remembers poutine and pizza and people. Just so that's what I think it does in small towns.
Boy, in Canaan, that's pretty far out there.
It is pretty far out there, yeah.
These restaurants or these eating places come in different shapes and sizes, right? They're not just your classic restaurant or diner that you talk to.
Right. That's what I found so interesting is sort of the innovative ideas people have within a sort of general framework of food and drink and, you know, exchange of ideas and setting up a little business. And there's the general store that we all know about, but that serves a function, can have a place to eat or a place to get food to go. And now we're seeing more and more breweries and production facilities, places that are making something, as well as providing a place people can come, and more standard diners and restaurants. One more thing I want to add that I thought was really cool is that the three places I visited were all started by Vermonters, people who grew up in the community and either came back to it or started a business near where they grew up. And so they really had a sense of what people cared about, wanted, and what would be kind of true to the area.
All right, let's hit some places. First stop is, I love this, the old IGA in Northfield.
Yeah, this is really neat. It's on East Street in Northfield, and it's a small town in Washington County that's where Norwich University is. I think the population's about 2,000 people. And in the old IGA is a dual business. It's a brewery and a coffee roastery. Good Measure Brewing started there 2 years ago. One of the owners, Scott Kerner, is an owner of Three Penny Tap Room in Montpelier. So he's really, it was an early kind of curator of local beers that were sold out of this bar, you know, where you could hang out in Montpelier. Also a real community gathering spot, I would say. And he and business partners, including his brother-in-law, started a brewery where they're making beer in Northfield, and there's a tap room and you can drink it there. His brother-in-law is Ross Evans, who grew up in Northfield. And 3 years ago, Scott and Ross started a roastery in a barn that was Ross's parents' barn. Okay, and they set up roasting equipment by a pottery studio, and it's called Carrier Roasting Company, and it was like a CSA of coffee, a subscription service. A year ago, in January of 2018, they opened a cafe and moved the roastery right next to Good Measure, and it's now one sort of big building, the IGA, with two sides. You can go in and out, back and forth, where they're making roasting coffee beans, brewing beer. You can drink coffee, have sweets, drink beer, have, you know, snacks, and it's really neat. And in 2 years, 10,000 people have come through the doors there. And what Ross said to me is what he really think makes it work is that it has this dual function, and it brings both pride of place and money and a hangout.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollack, a food writer for 7 Days, and we're talking about meals and food at community gathering spots around Vermont. Sally, let's head to the NEK for some barbecue.
Okay. Here we have Hobo's Cafe, started by, this is the young man who grew up in Canaan, and now he and his parents on Mother's Day in 2017 opened Hobo's in Island Pond, which is a little cafe. As he said, food doesn't have to be, you know, really crazy, fancy, just simple food, and that's what he likes to do. He's a pit master. He smokes it on apple, maple, and hickory woods. His name's Rob McComsky. And what Rob told me is, I mean, it's a place for people to come and eat and gather, and he especially enjoys, he said, talking to the regulars who are older people and just hearing stories about their growing up in the area. But they've also expanded the sense of community. And for instance, on Veterans Day, veterans could eat half price there. T.J. Donovan, the Attorney General of Vermont, led a discussion about opioids in Vermont at Hobo's and posted on Facebook, I think he said he had pulled pork sliders and wrote a nice review of both the food and the conversation at Hobo's. And on Thanksgiving, the restaurant was closed, but the staff and family prepared and ate their Thanksgiving meal there. Anyone who stopped by who wanted a meal could join them. And a man from Canada, a truck driver who was hauling Christmas trees from Canada, stopped by and joined them for Thanksgiving.
Okay, our last stop is the Northwest Kingdom at a general store there.
So the Franklin General Store, which was purchased 15 years ago by Sue and Bill Mayo. Sue grew up in Franklin and remembers the store as a little girl when she said, you know, her family groceries, she'd go shop for her mother, and it was written down in a ledger and paid off at the end of the week by her father. And in Franklin, which is near the Canadian border, a little town, you know, in those days, what, 50 years ago, there was a sweet shop next to the general store and a barber shop, and the Grange Hall was across the street, and now those stores are gone, but the general store is there, and it's got the regular provisions of a general store and this wonderful hot lunch on weekdays. They serve about 20 specials a day: baked ham, scalloped potatoes, green beans, biscuits and sausage gravy, mac and cheese and grilled hot dogs, you know, hot roast beef sandwich with fries. And people come in, and often it's sugar makers or loggers. Hungry work. So you want to sit down for a hot lunch. One man I met there who had lived in Franklin over 50 years, he does logging and other agricultural work, said he stops by almost every day for lunch. And as he said, it's the general meeting place. We come for our lunch and to spread gossip. Eating places have more than food going on. It's, you know, a place of connection and talking and being with neighbors and friends.
Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 Days. Thanks so much for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.